you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
Hi, everybody out there. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. I'm your old pal, Ian, and I could not be happier to be here. I am with my main man, Zach Amico. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great, Ian. I'm in the middle of a marathon of podcasts today.
I mean, you are...
I have pre-taped two real-ass podcasts. I'm doing this, and then I'm going to SiriusXM to go do the bonfire. I am going to be a tired, tired boy.
You are jammed up. You're going to get some iced coffee in that system.
I got my chai tea, buddy.
Oh, nice. That's... So wait, you did... I pre-recorded Real Ass...
No, I did another one.
You did one after that?
Yeah, because Lou's out of town next week.
Holy shit.
So I'm just going. I'm going, baby.
My God. Got to cut yours.
Yeah, I know. We had to re-record that. It stunk. Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, you're the fucking king, and...
I'm having a lot of fun. I love it. I think we should introduce our guests because one of our guests came in a little hot.
Yes.
And she's excited. Angry.
I'm so mad.
And she was disgusted by the theme by song the video. Other guest. Yeah. And homophobic. The other guest. There's a black man here. Sydney's gay.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, very.
I'm homophobic and racist, so we're going to have a problem.
We're going to get along.
You belong on the network.
Because I hate myself for both reasons.
Good. We'll get along great then.
Well, so you heard those voices. Yes, please.
Stalwart of the show, one of our best friends, Sydney Gant, is here.
What's going on? Happy to be here.
Thank you, my brother, my brother. And Ian, you want to introduce our new guest?
Yes, I am so excited she's here. She's absolutely fantastic. Jordan Jensen.
Hello.
Hi.
I feel like I see you all day, every day.
I know. I see you every day in my life, every single day. And we have B&E with Jordan, the new podcast.
New podcast. It's going good, right? I think it's going good. It looks like it's happening.
Jordan really dropped some bombshells on the show.
I'm too
and
open.
Bombs
I'm
are
too
bombs.
She dropped some R bombs on the show. What's the latest thing you said on the last one?
That I had sex with my stepbrother?
Yes.
Yep. I'm a hillbilly.
Yep.
That's pretty sick.
Here's the thing.
How long had you known each other?
Okay, very good questions. I'm gonna answer all of them right now. We go to elementary school. The hottest dudes in elementary school are in fifth grade. I'm like in first grade. Okay. They're the hottest guys. Everybody knows it. They BMX. They're shitheads. They're mean. They're bullies. Then my mom starts dating their mom, okay? Then a few years later...
Her moms are lesbians.
Yeah. That's why I'm homophobic.
That's why they're moms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they move in. The boys move in. And I just have to be this fat mall goth living with the hottest boys in middle school.
Are you reading my fan fiction?
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
That is Zach.
And I'm fucking, you know, just pretending not to be yanking it every night to these boys that are in the room next door, right? And then I graduate high school, we're still very much a family, but we don't live together. And then I don't know what happened. Some texty thing got going between me and
you lost weight. You started.
Oh
to get
yeah,
hot.
I lost a lot of weight. I started to get hot. Yeah. Well, I think he would have been down even as the mall goth, to be honest with you. He's a dirtbag, but. Then I came back home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, like you've never fingered a girl in a hoodie.
Yeah. Dude, but
scumbags can have some ironically high standards.
Yeah.
You know, so you'd be shocked at some of the stuff scumbags won't touch.
No, he would have done. He would have.
Okay.
He would have.
Yeah, I believe
yeah.
you.
Know. Yeah.
Don't ruin all my dreams. Okay,
okay fair enough.
And then we went back
she
home for Christmas. And our moms were like, you guys have to share a room. Sorry. And we were like, uh-oh, boo. And then we shared a room, had sex, high-fived. Never came downstairs for Christmas morning. It was great.
Did you ever talk about it?
Mm-mm.
No.
To be honest, that is the weirdest part of it. I've seen him a million times. We never discuss it.
Would you do it again?
Oh, yeah. He's hot as hell, dude. He's very. If you saw him, you'd be like, oh, shit. This is, like, very much my type.
I'm pretty proud. I actually never hooked up with my stepsister. And
weird.
Wow, what a loser.
It was such a hard thing for people to process that my dad has recently started asking me.
No,
because she's
every
so
conversation.
Hot.
Oh yeah, she was. And, well, she was definitely hotter in high school and stuff when it could have happened.
It's
we shared a room for a year.
Wow.
And we shared a bed for 2 weeks, like the first 2 weeks.
Was there ever sexual tension?
I don't think so,
dude. I think Greg and Marsha Brady hooked up.
Yeah, totally.
Didn't he also fuck the mom?
No, I was talking about the Very Brady sequel. Didn't they hook up in that?
Oh, I'm talking about in real life.
Oh, really?
Good for him.
I just saw Clueless so many times, so it was really okay. You know what I mean? In my mind.
Oh, yeah. In Clueless, Paul Rudd is a guy in college who dates his 16-year-old stepsister.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, coolest dude ever.
Yeah.
Brand new. I mean, that's like she's not really a stepsister. He just met her.
No.
Stepsister.
No.
They grew up like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like the annoying, it was exactly my situation. It was like another parent that was, they weren't together anymore, and he was like the badgering stepbrother.
Yeah, that's my stepsister and I grew up with each other since like third grade.
Mm. Yeah.
Or no, the age of five or six, I guess. Five or six. We've been step siblings since then.
Yeah, you can't do it when it's that early on.
Yeah.
I think Tyler moved in when I was like in seventh grade. So I like had just started considering sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then later in like, I think.
And you were like 12 and he was 15? 17.
Yeah.
He put a pin in it.
Yeah.
Both still legal.
Yeah. And then you were like 21 and he was like 28.
Yeah. I was like 20. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad.
No,
awesome.
No,
what do you mean?
Yeah,
that's not awesome. Bad. That's the best.
Yeah,
for him. Yeah,
I can't believe you did it once and you never talked about it. And never did it again.
That's the best part.
That's what's hot about it.
Would have been if you like went on family vacations. It was like the secret.
Well, that's the thing is every time we've been on family vacation since then, I've been dating somebody, but it has been extremely tempting. Also, my other stepbrother is there all the time, and he doesn't really know, and he's more like brotherly and protective.
Uh-huh.
So I think there's that little mischief behind it.
Did
where
you
it's like,
lose your virginity to him?
No. I've been fucking since I was 16? 15. So I was established.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Veteran.
Yeah. I lost my virginity to like a solid dude I was dating. Great guy. Very much a lady. Princess bride type of dude. You know what I mean?
Cool. Lost my virginity to an aggressive chick at a pool.
Yeah. See, that sucks. Whoa. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, it got weird afterwards.
She was so aggressive, she got a black guy into a pool.
First of all, the black people from my town can swim, Zach.
While we were waiting to get in the studio,
oh my God.
We were talking about algorithms, and Sydney was like, as a black conservative, my algorithm is pretty, what'd you say?
Well, you asked me if I'd seen...
What is a Woman?
What is a Woman by Matt Walsh.
Matt Walsh documentary.
Zach hadn't seen What is a Woman.
And you said as a black conservative.
Yeah, my algorithm is pretty laced with Matt Walsh right now.
Yeah, and Zach said.
I mean, now that it's hilarious in retrospect. I asked if black conservatives have more algorithm than other types of conservatives.
Get it?
Why?
Algorithm.
Oh, God damn. You're good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ian made us do that.
Yeah.
I
would have left it in there.
And then I said, white people have Al Gore rhythm.
That's nice. What that whole thing was for.
That was all for your tag.
Yeah.
you're a conservative?
I mean, theoretically, I don't give a shit about politics either way.
Do you vote?
Yeah.
Vote for Trump?
I vote for whoever my wife tells me to vote for.
Oh, okay. And you're... Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's conservative?
Nah.
No? Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah.
He just enjoys telling people he's a black conservative.
It's fun. Yeah. I mean, because like, I do... Like, right now, I feel like what are at least perceived to be liberals are fucking annoying.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's the thing that's happening is everybody's turning right because liberals are so incredibly infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
And people are swinging the pendulum, which is great for comedy. Happy about it. I can say retard on stage now. It's great. Yeah. But it's also like, goddamn.
Yeah, this is what happens when the meek inherit the earth.
Yeah.
Mm. Fucking sucks.
Yeah. it does suck, but it also is, me and Ian have talked about this because we lean conservative on so many things, and sometimes you have to like correct yourself, because then it's like when you go into, it's like the Louis thing, right? Where it's like every single comic across the board was like, he didn't do shit. And you're like, oh shit, I thought I was like in the minority for feeling that. And then you're like, well, maybe I should shift the narrative a little to the left. You know what I mean? Because once you start asking people, you realize everybody is leaning conservative. You know what I mean? Everybody hates the woke, and it's just these loud woke people who don't.
Well, they're annoying.
And you, but you never see them. You never talk to them in real life.
Unfortunately, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Where do you see them?
Just like out doing, I still go out to shows and stuff pretty frequently, like in the Philly scene, and they're everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. My sister is a woke.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
she is.
Hey, woke.
Yeah, and it's,
wow.
You know, pretty annoying. She's 25.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, it's not like, and we can't get along. Like, she lived with me for a little bit, and I had to kick her out of my house because she was too woke.
Wouldn't fuck them.
Too woke. Yeah. Nice.
And no, they're walking around. I had a girl at Brooklyn Comedy Club tell me I wasn't allowed to say Mexican.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't my word to say.
I do a Mexican accent on stage. Yeah.
Dude, I'm finding that younger people, though, are becoming, like, anti-woke. Like, people in their early to mid-20s are very, like, tired of it. Because they've been force-fed it for so long.
I might be anti-woke, because I don't even know what a conservative is, for the most part. Like, I'm conservative on issues like interracial dating.
Mm.
No.
Right? Yeah, I agree.
His wife is white. He is mixed kids.
Yeah.
Which would go,
and dude, and if interracial dating was not allowed, I wouldn't have these fucking kids.
Mistake.
Let's just point that out.
I met a conservative Mexican woman who was an anti-vaxxer and voted for Trump.
That's real.
That's a Mexican woman. Yeah. That's an old Mexican. They're all conservative. They're really religious.
I love when minorities are not
They're
liberal.
Always conservative.
It's the best.
Yeah. They're never liberal.
It's because that shatters the bigotry of low expectations of liberals of like, you should be voting for the left. They're like, no, I'm autonomous and I
Plus,
can
don't
choose.
Forget, a lot of Hispanic people within their grandparents' generation have seen how communism goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're so anti-left.
Yes. And they have, their families came here legally and worked hard to get here. And when they were little, they were like, we're in America, we're going to speak English. And it was very like, we are assimilating to like, this is the way
life
is.
But even if they're not, they get in illegally. It's like when I steal from Whole Foods and then other people start stealing. I'm like, don't steal from Whole Foods because then people are going to start looking out and they're going to catch me.
No,
so there's that.
What I'm saying.
Illegal immigrants.
Also, I like to point out that
illegal immigrants
illegally is also coming here hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
You said came here legally and worked hard to get here. Coming here illegally is probably working harder to get here. Just...
Right, but I'm saying they went by the law, by the book, so they're like,
but I'm,
we did it, so you should. It's like this weird minority pull yourself up by the bootstraps mentality.
As far as
by the pointy bootstraps.
Yeah. As far as immigration is concerned, though, I have a very hide-and-go-seek rules.
What?
Like, if you make it over to the other side, you're on base. Like, I can't, if I don't catch you, you made it.
Yeah. Mm.
You know? I don't feel like we should have a lax border patrol, but like, I feel like if somebody gets by and you know you're seeing them in the distance running
like,
by,
hey,
you can
job,
only
buddy.
Shake your fist at that point. Just like, ah, you foiled me again. Like,
yeah,
you can't.
That's the fun of the game.
Have a little fun with it.
That's,
it's
I like
if they
that.
Get past a certain line on American soil,
like Red Rover,
they won.
Yeah.
Now
like
they have
that.
To forge themselves in a society
Let's
that kind of hates them.
Mexican border capture the flag. I'm down.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yes. I love that. Or like a Squid Game.
Yeah.
Well, you want to do harm to them? I just want to tackle them and drag them back if they don't make it over the line. Like, good Lord, Ian, they're still people. I thought this was bi guys.
Yeah.
I thought
That's
this was, like, sensitive and having fun.
I didn't see it, but I saw, like, a quick clip of, I think there's, like, Mouse Squid Games. Can you pull that up, Dylan?
That's
it's like... It's like mouse or rat squid games or like gerbil squid games.
Do they wear those little hats?
Dude, there's like a little course, and then if they fail, they like
ends
pull
with
them away.
A bunsen burner, a tube, and Ian's asshole.
That's what those gerbil tubes felt like growing up. Remember when they would run through the gerbil tube and then every kid I know would throw one off a bunk bed, these hamsters?
Really?
Every kid I know has been like, I have a hamster, and I'm like, did you throw it off a bunk bed? Like, yeah.
What?
Whoa.
Would you, when you would see hermit crabs at the beach on the thing, would you thunk them off?
No.
What?
What? Thunk them off of what?
No, I had a hermit crab.
Me too.
So did I, but it was fun because they would crawl up on the cage and then you thunk it and they fly back.
Man, you really avoided a path of being like the most whimsical serial killer ever.
Yeah. You really did. You should. He used to dress up as the Joker.
You probably don't have a good middle name.
Yeah.
Thomas.
Oh, that's serial killer shit.
Yeah. No, Ian Thomas, Thomas Finance.
If it was
no,
like Ian Wayne Fidance.
It doesn't flow.
But
Ian
no,
how
do you actually pronounce your last name, though?
Fidance.
That's the yeah. Italian pronunciation?
No, nah, Fidance.
I'm Fidance.
Ian Thomas Fidance?
Ian,
I don't think, I no? feel like it was like.
If my name was like John.
Ian
John,
Carl.
John Wayne
yeah,
Fidance.
I feel it's too many.
You just don't think Ian has enough moxie to be a serial killer.
No, yeah. I
don't. There's a lot in the name.
Hey, fans of the show, over the age of 21, living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, I just want to tell you about one of our favorite sponsors, Yo Delta. You guys like getting high. Ian doesn't, but I do. And you can get high with me. So we can go to yodelta.com and stock up on some lab-tested, high-quality Delta 8 THC. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped. And most importantly, it gets you high. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. And gosh darn it, I love the things. So head on over to the site. Give it a checkerooski. I think you're absolutely going to love it. But I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So head on over to yodelta.com, the official Delta sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys. That's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into our program.
There was an audience member last night whose name was Tyler Durden.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. It
was How'd crazy. You figure that out?
It was at the Cumtown show, and Adam was like, "Oh, what's up, Tyler Durden?" And I was like, "I don't believe it." And he got out his ID and showed me, and it was Tyler Durden.
It's pretty sick.
Did he change it to that?
No, I asked. He was named that before the
and
movie
his friend's
came
name
out.
Was Raymond Kessel.
Who's that?
No one gets it.
Yeah, it's reference. A reference joke. I don't remember. Do reference humor.
No.
Do you guys want to see Riot Squid Games?
Yes.
Yeah, Riot Squid Games.
Yeah. To pop yeah. that on.
And while you're doing that, can I also say, when you hear the name Ian, you know that that person has gone tee-hee at least once in his life.
Oh, yeah. If I was a serial killer, I would be like, tee-hee.
Yeah.
Let's see this Rat Squid Games.
He's so cute.
Let the game begin.
I'm going to be very disappointed if they don't shoot these hamsters.
You must overcome the obstacles put in each lane to cross the finish line within the 1 minute playtime.
Oh, look. God. He's look already going.
Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, they're so cute. What are you going to do now?
Ah!
Oh, oh.
Oh, did he hurt himself?
Yeah.
No, he got through.
Dylan, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought they killed him.
Come on, get it. Grab
what
hold.
Did I do?
I want one of these as a pet. Are these rats?
It's a
They're
hamster.
Hamsters.
Look at the little faces. Grab get it.
Oh, it makes me miss my cat.
It's going too fast.
I think I'm
going
to get another cat.
Yeah, I think you should. Oh, wow. They didn't show how that one got over.
This video is like 13 minutes long.
There you go, buddy.
Well, let's just see this
I'm
one.
I'm fully intrigued.
Player 067, pass. Player 218, pass.
This rules. This rules. This idiot.
Look at that dumbass.
Oh, nice.
What's over here?
You cheated.
Player 240, pass.
Not. Oh, there's still more? Oh, look at this fat guy.
That one's
what a chonker.
Come on. Oh, it's the fat guy and the little guy are the last ones. Oh.
Player 01, pass.
They just kill it.
Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful.
Kill it.
Player 212, pass. Player 456.
They better get snacks. What was making them go forward?
I'd imagine there was treats on the other
side.
The
will to win.
They seemed to have a hustle going, you know what I mean?
I would assume there was food on the other side.
Yeah. And they probably trained them to do courses.
What?
You're doing that's good. You don't have to.
I thought they died.
No.
I didn't know it was a cute thing.
What's wrong with you? Why would you make us watch animals die if you thought that?
I don't know. It was fun.
That's fucked up that you thought that. If I would have seen animals dying on the internet, I would have reported it. Remember cats? Don't fuck with cats?
Oh.
Yeah, we talked to somebody that knew that guy.
Yeah.
Really?
J.J. Lieberman. He hung out with them every day for like months.
Yeah, they used to hustle old queers.
Yeah. And what? Then the guy disappeared. He never talked to him again. He was like eating fucking soup out of a can or something in his apartment. And he heard on the news this guy's voice. And he was like, oh my God, that's him.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, let's get plugs out of the way while we have this natural little break.
Yes.
Sid, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Yeah, check out my podcast, Stoner Dads, which is Sweeping the World, of course, and Two Jack Bros, where I bring comedians on and take them through the process of enlightenment,
mm-hmm.
which is a really funny show. Zach and Ian have both done episodes.
Very fun.
Great, great time. And, check out my information sites. What are they called? Social media. Yeah, check out my social media. It's where I put information. And I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, I'll be at Skankfest in October, right? That's
yeah,
October.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll all be there.
It's going to be a good time.
Hell yeah.
I'm probably going to do more drugs than I'm capable of handling, so that should be a good time.
Mm. Sounds like fun. Jordan, where do you want people to check out?
Oh, when does this come out? Thursday, then?
Yeah.
Okay. God damn it. I'll be in Sacramento at some point. Coming up, just go to my website, jordanjensencomedy.com, for I have a lot of tour days coming up. And I'm on Instagram at jordanjensenlolstop. And check out me and Ian's podcast, Be and Ian with Jordan.
Yes.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Right. Patreon.com/BeAndIanPod, YouTube.com/BeAndIanPod, Be and Ian with Jordan, the podcast, Sweeping Something.
Oh, I'm in Boston.
You can get
Boston, the second and third. Yeah. Please come.
Where
to
you
that.
At? Oh, the Hideout.
The Hideout.
Yes, nice. This weekend, August 27th, Portland, Maine, Sun Tiki Studios. It's a very fun rock venue. That's going to be a good time. And then I'm at the Emouse Theater in Emouse, Pennsylvania.
Emmaus.
Well, that's right.
Emouse.
Tonight, I'm going to be. Sorry, the video. Tonight, I'm going to be at Kings Highway Brewery with LaMare Lee, and that is going to be a blast. And then I got coming up, I'm headlining Stand Up Live Arizona, Cap City Austin with Dave Attell, September 22nd to the 24th. And then I'm doing Comedy on Carlson, Governors Long Island, Philadelphia Punchline, Bray Improv, Irvine Improv. It's going to be a fun time. Pittsburgh Improv, eFinance.com, iAnimal69, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram for everything you need to know. And Zachy, what you got coming up?
If you are listening live this Saturday, the 27th, I will be in Rochester, New York at Comedy at the Carlson with myself, Chris Faga, and Andy Malafarina. And if you're in the Brooklyn area, Catalyst Wrestling will be at Chilo's, a real cool Mexican joint in Prospect Park. On September the 18th, come out for tequila, tacos, and professional wrestling. And thank you for checking out the show. If you love it, and we know you do, go to guestdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the guestdigitalnetwork.com. The price of the network is going up in September. However, if you subscribe now, you get grandfathered into that discount price, so you save $1 a month. Plus, you'll save another $1 a month once the price goes up. And thank you so much to everybody that tunes in. You can also go to podcastmerch.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. And thank you so much for wearing merch out the shows. It really means a lot.
Yes, that's right. So a bunch of people went by guys' stuff this past weekend. Very nice. Very fun. Also, Jordan, you came here in a huff, and I got to hear about it.
I pulled my motorcycle up.
You ride a motorcycle.
I ride a motorcycle. I pulled it up. There's one gap between two cars, right? And then I see that this guy is moving, and he is moving stuff around my motorcycle into the moving truck. So I says to him, do you need it? I was like, were you using this gap to move your stuff? And he looks at me with disdain and just doesn't say anything and just nods at me, okay? And I was like, all right. Well, do you want me to move the motorcycle? And he looks at me with the stand again and shrugs. And I was like, I don't know what's going on, dude. If you want me to move it, I'll move it. But you got to tell me. Mm-hmm. And then he ignores me, walks by, right? So then this girl comes to her car. And I was like, hey, do you think you could move your car up a few feet? And she interrupts me and goes, yeah, I'm going to move it up a few feet. And I was like, oh, are you moving with him? And she's like, no, but I see that he's moving and I'm going to give him a space. And I was like, everybody's in cahoots. to beef with me right now. I said I would move it. It was crazy. It was the most posh European little fucking cunts. I'm so mad about it. They couldn't communicate except for with disdain. There was no other way. They had banded together behind the moving truck or something and been like,
back.
This stupid cunt.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I was being so nice.
Is
so
there
nice.
Any chance the first guy didn't speak English?
There is a chance of that.
Yeah.
There is a I did
I wasn't
that.
Asking to be a jerk.
No. 100% that crossed my mind. But then I was like smiling and trying, and he wouldn't give me any.
Is there any chance that first guy didn't speak to hot chicks? I don't
There's,
engage.
No, because
I
the other girl was really hot.
Was he talking to her?
They must have talked. But, they were they. I'm telling you what happened was as I pulled up, they went, this bitch.
No.
And then they both, yeah. I'm telling you, yes.
Well, communicated is one thing, but
yes.
Talked, that's a different thing. Like, I will communicate with people because you have to, as like a basic politeness in society, communication is required. Like when you were like, do you need this space? And you nodded, like, that is the most, that
wasn't
is the most
just
the minimal
It was
amount.
Like a, it was snotty.
You ever see those people that are like, ice cream, that's the devil because they just don't want to eat ice cream because they're addicted to sugar? Right? Some people are probably addicted to like ruining their lives with strange chicks.
No.
And like any amount
I
of
I had a helmet on. He couldn't see
that.
What I looked like.
That's you put up on a motorcycle as a chick that's hot already. It doesn't even matter.
He was hot.
Exactly.
He was rich and hot.
How do you know he was rich?
Because I could see the things he was moving in and they were expensive. And this other stupid bitch, when she pulled up the car, I was like, she was like, yeah, I'm gonna move it because I'm not an asshole. That is basically what she said. It was crazy.
She's trying to gain favor with this hot guy that she saw you strike out with.
I know. And they can go fuck each other and die. I hate them both.
They're gonna die.
Manhattan is full of the worst human beings.
And you were all, your ankles are all burned up.
My ankles are sizzled. I fucked up.
You didn't show up with like hot ankle energy, maybe, and kind of.
No, I was so nice. I was like, if you need to move.
For a person with burned ankles, though.
Yeah.
Are you
no,
taking
no.
that into consideration?
No,
did you have your helmet off
because
or were you talking
I know
through the helmet?
I had the mask lifted. And.
With burned ankles
yeah,
talking
yeah.
through a.
Just on fire.
Motorcycle.
I was being so nice.
Ugh, Daft Punk
and I'm never
best.
Nice. That's the problem.
You
is
look like
I was
the cover
being nice. I never.
How are you making sure you were heard clearly through the helmet?
You know what? I'm going to leave.
Please give us an impression of how you were talking at him through the helmet.
I was like,
with your hot ankles.
Oh, did you need to? I can move the motorcycle. I went like this. Look at these, the hands.
A lot
Look
of hand
at these
gestures.
Little hands.
Uh-huh.
These are nice, sweet, gay
get out of
hamster
my way.
Hands.
Get out of my way.
This is. I can do this. I can do that. This is a little sweet. I'm just a stupid girl. I hate it. I hate it.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right. I hope you had the time of your... Hey there, auto mechanic and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about my favorite website, RockAuto.com! The online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices, so you can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that hassle, are still going to upcharge you, because at RockAuto.com! You can easily find everything you need, so whether you're a mechanic, a guy working on his own car, or an idiot like me who doesn't understand how automobiles even work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the site. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Buy Guys podcast. They're going to love that. One more time, guys, you know the website, and you know I love promoting it. It's RockAuto.com. Hey, let's get back into the show. You know, some people don't like when I do that.
I will say, some people are really nice about the motorcycle. Some cars will move. Being a woman on it, it's really nice.
It's yeah.
It's
motorcycle
great.
Driver as a person who drives a lot, people on motorcycles are terrifying.
Yeah.
Because
if
so
they
scary.
Bump me, they'll die.
That's why you know? It's nice to be on one because people will avoid you so much because
oh, yeah.
they don't want to, you know.
It's like a small chick with a pit bull.
Do you think if I hit one of those holes that's in the city and I crash, do you think
hole?
I could sue the city?
Oh, no. Unless you catch air. Then
what?
You can be judged on its radness.
Oh.
Nice. Jerry, I have
For a second, I was like, is he a city planner?
I think you can.
What are you talking about? You can't sue the city mm-hmm. if you crash because of a pothole.
Dude, you can
You would have
park.
To prove they knew about it.
Yeah.
I believe. No, I'm serious.
Dylan, when, look this up.
I believe in order to sue for negligence, you have to prove that they knew about the problem for a certain amount of time and chose not to fix it.
Yeah, and maybe there was like
and
a cone
And there's so much red tape with that.
There. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I believe I could be talking out of my ass.
Okay, cool.
Dylan.
It's falling apart.
Jordan, this is my first time ever meeting you, and now that I know that you drive a motorcycle, I'm wondering like how cool you are.
I'm pretty cool.
Okay.
I used to be really uncool, so I spent my whole life trying to be cool. It's kind of crazy.
How were you uncool?
I was so bullied. I just was really fat, and
dude,
I was
even her brother wouldn't fuck her.
Yeah, my own blood and flesh and blood wouldn't fuck me. And so it's funny now running into kids who I grew up with, and I see them, and I'm like, who's gonna bully me now? And they're like, we have kids,
yeah,
and a life, and are proud of you. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck you! I ride a motorcycle, bitch.
It says you can.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dylan, what was that?
It says you can right here. You can get reimbursed from New York for potholes. If you just take pictures of like your car or your motorcycle getting messed up and you put it to your insurance claim.
Pothole.
Yeah, that really? I'm sure that wouldn't take 85 years.
That's the one thing, yeah.
But that is funny to think that all your bullies now support you.
Oh, they love my comedy. Every time one of them is like, "You're doing great," I'm like, "Eat my."
How deflating is that?
It's really crazy.
Yeah,
it's very frustrating.
Yeah, I had really only like one or two guys that tried to bully me, but the one guy was the brother of a guy who was protecting me, and he hated that I was under his brother's protection, and he would always like try to do shit. It was terrifying. And then I saw him kind of recently. He was like, "Man, I'm so proud of you."
It's awful.
Yeah.
Why is that awful? Isn't that like you won? You want
no. You only win if they're jealous of your life.
Ian. Because you want them to be like. Because you, anytime a bully is like, "Hey, you're doing great," or like some dude who used to bully me is like hits on me or something like that. It's always like, "You made me like this."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you
thank them?
Huh?
Shouldn't you thank them then? If they're like, "I'm really proud. You're doing great." Yeah. Like, "Hey, all thanks to you. You made me this way."
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're a happy person with a family, and I'm a marginally successful comedian that barely anybody knows.
Yeah, that
knows.
Has to go up and get validation every single night because you called me a fat girl 11 times
and
one
I
day.
Somehow convinced myself that I love my life and wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
Well,
and
there
I live with eight other dudes. Single, yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All my bullies ended up in rehab, and I became one of their sponsors. So I had to, like... You know, really work on forgiveness.
Yeah, but that just goes to show that, like, the path that you were trying to take was, like, around scumbags. Mm-hmm. Jordan and I were clearly trying to improve our lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get out of the circumstances that we were in. So we got bullied by people from your track that weren't on our track. They were trying to, like, pull us back in. Or, I mean...
What are you talking
from
about?
From like his scumbag track? I mean, I don't know who your bullies were, to be fair. I don't want to make
just,
any assumptions.
Just the hot boys.
Right, so you
boys
were just...
Bully
you had.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she had really? A different category of dudes to bully her.
Girls didn't bully you.
No, I was
why would
with
guys
girls?
Bully you? That's mean.
No, mean scumbag chicks bully other chicks. Chicks that are trying to better themselves. Like they, like, of course, like mentally manipulate each other and like fuck with each other, but they don't like bully out.
No, girls would bully other hot girls. They're not going to bully the funny fat kid.
But why? Why would guys bully
because I was
a girl?
Because I was one of the boys, they didn't even think about me as a girl. They thought about me as another boy.
Oh, so were they bullying you or were they just treating you as an equal?
They did. Well,
that's
I'm not an
for
equal.
A woman.
Yeah, totally.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is it bullying? It's not bullying. It's more so like. It's less bullying and more like every one of my friends, all of the boys would be like, "Hey, how do I fuck your friend?" There was just a whole thing of like, you are not in the camp of girls. You
introduce
are a different monster.
Your mom to her mom.
Yeah.
Wait
share
a decade.
A room around Christmas.
And that's it's also important to remember that like when women want equality, they don't want the same. As far as like social treatment, like especially when it's like a girl that hangs out with dudes, it's like, yeah, I want to be treated equal. I want to be included, but I don't want to, you know, don't touch me the way you touch it. You know what I mean? It's like, it makes sense.
Mm. You don't like sack tapper in the hallway.
Yeah, it's like
right.
You don't want a lab slap.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant guys were like, "What's up, fatso?"
No,
or like
when
pushing
I was
you
way
around.
Younger.
They were like strangers.
No, God. When I was way younger,
like,
it was like that. But
yeah.
Also, I was loud. I was like a class
fatty.
Clown. So, and I also bullied people, which helped me not get bullied a lot.
Yeah.
But it was definitely. It was just I wasn't treated like a. I was, you know, like a.
Right.
Grunt. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to retract everything that I'm saying because I feel like I'm trying to still be in bullied valor. Like, this guy just was a dickhead to me a couple times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I had a pretty charmed existence.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, I bullied myself more than anything, but...
Is that funny? Upon further inspection...
there was a guy that used to torture... There was a senior when I was a freshman. He used to torture freshmen, and one time he followed me with his car, like he was going to run me over.
Oh my God.
For like blocks.
Jesus.
And then he, when I was just moved to Brooklyn, he died.
And I
just posted when I was this year, many years old. There was a guy who used to torture me and my friends. He tried, you know, pretending to hit me with his car. He was a constant source of anxiety. Anyway, he's dead now. Everybody have a great day. And all his friends shared it at the funeral, and all messaged me. How about they were going to kill me?
No.
And I just wrote back. I went, you know, I didn't name him in this, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of just outed your shithead friend.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if I put his name, of course, but, like, you obviously know your friend was a piece of shit. That they're like, dude, that was high school. It was, like, 3 years ago.
Let it go. 3 years ago.
So my advice to them is, hey, I would tell you to go fuck your friend in the mouth, but the coroner already sewed it shut. Sometimes you get those little victories.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a win.
That was a nice feeling. And then a bunch of people hated me. A bunch of people like deleted me. I lost like a lot of Seahawks friends from that.
Really?
But I did get messages from a few people that were like, oh my God, that guy fucking tortured me. And then seeing everybody memorialize him and talk about what a great dude he was. Because, of course, he's like, he's a volunteer firefighter or whatever fucking. Because, you know, those are all cool, awesome dudes that go into that line of work.
Hey, yeah. I was a volunteer firefighter in high school.
Any dude you ever met, they were like, and then he became a cop. Probably because he was super awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're also covered in tattoos and wear jewelry.
I know.
Yeah.
But cool. Watching those people memorialize, watching those people say what a good guy he was, I felt like maybe something was wrong with me, or I must have been such an asshole. But to know that he tortured other people really made me feel better. And I'm like, all right, fell on the sword for you, doggy.
Kudos on you for not naming him. That would have been cheap. Yeah. But at what point after a dickhead dies are you allowed to be like, that guy sucked?
I do it too fast.
Yeah.
I've done it too fast a few times because I've had people not be ready for it. Like, yeah, but that guy sucked, right?
Yeah.
That
at my dad's funeral, I roasted his ass. I was in full comedy mode.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally. It was.
Yeah, we should if you want to truly appreciate the impact that somebody had on your life, if they sucked, you got to be able to talk about it. Otherwise, you won't talk about them at all.
Yeah.
Like I will venture to say, like, anybody who thinks I suck when I'm dead, fucking go at it. Talk about me. Keep me alive.
Yeah. Totally. I was a bully. I was a really bad bully in elementary school because I was super
insecure.
And it was just the way of fending off. But one girl started homeschool because, I was so mean to her.
Wow.
I was like a Robin Hood. If there was a bully, I would bully them so hard that it would like ruin their life. Like if they bullied one of my other friends. Because I was friends with like nerdy kids, you know, and then they would get bullied and then I would go after
them. I had to
change
my friend group because I hung out with the bullies. And I wanted to be like accepted by them, but I was the one that they bullied. So I was always like trying to get their acceptance.
Just like now.
What?
Just like this episode of this podcast.
You and like the seven black guys that came down here from Philly to do comedy in New York?
Yeah.
The exact dynamic when I met you?
Yeah.
He like gay, but he cool as hell, y'all.
So I had to leave that friend group because I kept getting in trouble, like either fighting them or like doing stunts to like impress them because I wanted their approval so bad. And the friend group I switched to are still my dearest friends today. And two of them just came to Austin when I was at Creek in the Cave and we spent the weekend together.
That's awesome.
Yeah. From like, I guess maybe we were like 12 or 13. Yeah.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was just always really confusing to deal with. Right? Like, I feel like I've always had. So when I was in, like, between third and fourth grade, I was hit by a car, and I died, and I had to be resuscitated, like, on the spot by an ambulance.
Nuh-uh.
And I was in a coma for, like, 2 weeks. Yeah.
How did I not know that?
Because I try not to talk about it. Cause
it doesn't come up a
weird
lot.
Thing, man.
Yeah.
It's, like, it created a gap between, like, me and everybody growing up.
Why is that weird? Ryan Hamilton was just hit by a bus. He talks about it every day.
Yeah, but I was dead and it was brought back to life.
Oh, so was his friend.
I had an actual death experience.
Did you see anything?
Yeah.
What?
What'd you see?
Yeah. Did you see anything cool?
Yeah,
please tell me it was good.
I mean, it was neat. I mean, I talk about it at length in the podcast, The Thing Is, with Shannon.
Thing.
But it's like a
bat.
Well, catch us up to speed, Sid. Yeah. What the fuck? I didn't know you fucking died. I'd known you 12 years.
Yeah, well, it's a weird thing because then everybody's like, oh, that's the way he is. And I don't like that feeling.
Why? Because you live every day to the best of your ability?
I do.
You know, one day
it might
be taken
away. Did you become a weirdo? Did you become
a
haunted looming?
Which is why I love you.
No, I'm the opposite. I'm like, I literally live every day to my, I'm like, I am having the best time of my life all the time.
Yeah.
And like, even if I'm just like sitting around thinking about like material, just like brooding in a corner, like the privilege of being able to have a life where I get to even do that is beautiful to me. And I'm enjoying.
Oh, so you became spiritual weird kid.
But without spirituality. I was just just like, life is fucking sick.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sid has a good time. Sid's got a hot wife. He's got cool kids. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, man.
And I think a part of the reason why some people may think you rub them the wrong way is because you don't feel the need to hide anything because you died.
Yeah, and it,
so you just say your mind because why the fuck else would you not?
And this is something that's really funny that I notice as a pattern because I'm living so just like raw in every moment when I'm around people, they tend to get more comfortable themselves being raw, and then they start releasing vulnerable shit or like coming out of their personality enough where they're showing things they don't normally show, and then when they notice me noticing it, it gets weird.
Mm.
Does that make any sense?
Like, give an example.
Okay. This is it. So I know a beautiful kid who was dealing with issues.
I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
Go on.
Of transitioning. Right?
Ah, yes.
Dealing with transitioning issues from.
Yuck. Just kidding.
Yeah, from girl to boy.
Uh huh.
Right. And anytime I'm around this kid, they feel very comfortable being their female self.
Uh huh.
Despite all the effort that it takes to keep up appearances as being a little boy.
Oh.
They would feel very comfortable like doing gestures and like talking in a way that might portray female more than male. And then when they would catch themselves, like, oh wait, you know, get a little uncomfortable, like, wait, it's almost like people can like when you're that vulnerable and somebody catches themselves in an insecure moment, you feel like the person is reading your mind. Like, they know exactly
that's
why you're insecure.
That's how it feels to be a woman. Is men will be vulnerable with you, and then they're like, are you trying to steal something from me or do something bad or weird? Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
That's it. That is how it feels. I totally resonate with
and
that.
And I get that from men and women on a pretty regular basis.
Totally.
You know? So it's like, you know, I used to very consciously make the effort to, like, let them know, like, oh, no, things are cool. Like, I'm cool with it. But now I just got so tired of, like, coddling people that it's just like, dude, if you get through that and you don't project that on me, I can be your friend. If not, like, we'll keep our distance. So I kind of like use it to.
So the thing about the kid being trans, do you think that like that's their true self being the girl around you and everything else is up for appearance? Or do you think that you just have that ability around you to.
I only say yes. And I apologize for not giving the full context of the situation. But recently, that kid has decided they want to be their birth gender.
Right. So they've detransitioned.
Can you ask that again?
Did they undergo anything?
I don't know, and I don't even know if I'd feel comfortable talking about it that far. Right.
Okay.
Because
cool.
Like this is like I consider this kid family.
Oh,
like,
okay,
I love this kid and I love this kid's family. Like a great deal.
Yeah.
And she means a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's great.
Yeah, but with that being said, it's
George is puking in the corner.
yeah. But you know, but I say all that to say it's like people feel comfortable letting their
guard down.
Veneer down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, around me, and which is, you know, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know? But like for example, like my mom hates it because she's like a lie till you die, you know, type of person. So she hates being around anything that exposes potential lies.
Right.
Like, I make her very uncomfortable.
Oh.
Like, the fun, like, her, like, we'll be having a good time, and all of a sudden she'll just start an argument out of nowhere because she just said something that was the truth about a lie from before. You know what I mean? And now she has to, like, blow up the whole entire moment so I don't notice the lie. Even though I don't give a fuck, I noticed the lie. I don't care. We're moving on. But now she has to blow up the whole entire moment so we can all move past that big moment and not remember anything that preceded it.
God damn, that sounds exhausting. Is she conscious of that or is she just straight up sociopath?
And man, it's hard to say when she's like, when she's taking medicine, because she's like, you know, she's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Well, that makes sense.
Right?
Same.
Okay.
Yeah. So when she's like, when she's on meds, she can talk about things consciously, and she can talk about her habits. In a pretty honest way, but like
that's really tough, because when you're on meds for a while, you start to think, "Oh, I'm fine. I don't need this," and then you get off them and you cycle into that.
Well, her cycle seems to be like she feels fine. She feels fine enough to inspect her life from a big enough umbrella where she can look at her actions. Then she starts feeling like shit, and then from what it's like is. For me, outside looking in, she's like, well, if I'm going to feel like shit from all this guilt, I might as well not be taking this medicine.
Right.
At least then I can, like, get it out of me. Dude, my mom, she's, like, I call her a table flipper. Like, she will ruin any moment at the drop of a hat.
Denny's.
Yeah.
I've been watching her in some videos.
Yeah. Yeah, those are all. Really? All those videos are inspired by my mom.
Oh my god!
Can we start calling them table flippers?
Table flippers. New term.
Dude, my mom tried to fight multiple teachers,
god,
and the principal of my school.
Like fist fight.
Separate times.
Physically
in
fight.
Life. Physically fight.
Nice.
Like had to be pulled apart by a cop, like the school cop.
And when did they diagnose her as like bipolar? She was just going through life. And people are like, damn, she's a fucking wild bitch.
Yeah, it was like right before my son was born, so like a decade ago.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is she chilled out on that, or is she still, well,
way more borderline-y than bipolar.
Yeah, but she's a feral woman. you know what I mean? Like she's super charming, so she can get away with a lot of bad habits.
Right.
Because she can talk her way into stuff. Dude, we were one time evicted from a place that we lived in for 8 months while evicted. Just because she was so charismatic with the landlord. And
oh
then when he finally, like forced us out, she hit him with a chair.
That's borderline. She sounds borderline.
Yeah.
Really charismatic, lures people in and then feels betrayed and wrecks them. Bipolar is more like.
I'm sorry. That's what it is. It is borderline.
Borderline personality.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't mix those up.
I'm sorry. I'm just like.
As a bipolar bear, they are way different.
Yeah. I apologize. I'm like, I'm just wired so positively. I don't see.
Color.
Borderline. Having borderline parents is really risky for not inheriting borderline.
Yeah.
They thought it was genetic for a long time, and then they were like, oh no, they're just fucking their kids up so much that the kids then also.
Traumatic, yeah.
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 Like OCD, I think, is genetic, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be, like, before I was hit by the car, I think I might have been a mopey kid. Because it sucked. Like, we were getting evicted all the time. We kept having to.
No, you were a moped kid. That's what you were riding when you got hit by the car.
Algorithm.
You were a sad kid and then you get hit by the car?
I might have been. I don't really remember.
So more kids need to get hit by cars.
Yeah. Well, but also, here's the thing. My mom would be at like rock bottom, like, you know, every 8 months, she would, you know, be like having like a big dramatic moment.
That's what
crying.
She got to the bottom of her bag of rocks.
Yeah. That's the longest we ever lasted in a place that she could pay rent 8 months straight. She got fired from every job for fighting, by the way. And she would be like rock bottom crying. And she would always like make a point to tell me and my brother, like, don't let anybody judge you based off of how I am.
Aww.
You guys are separate than me.
Ugh.
You know, stay that way. Like, never, ever.
So heartbreaking.
You know. Yeah, but it was probably like the best thing for us.
Yeah.
Because we could look at her and be like, well, that's her shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What was
like,
her?
She's homeless and we just happen to be her kids. Like, we're not homeless.
What was her upbringing like?
She got kicked out at 14 because my grandmom's husband, who ended up being my grandfather later on in life, but he was raping my mom. And when she told.
Wait. Your grandma's husband, not related to your
mom. Not related to my mom.
Her stepfather was raping her.
I wouldn't call that a stepfather at that point.
Oh.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it would have been her stepfather.
Oh, the incest pendulum swings the other way and it ain't so hot anymore, is it?
No, I'm getting off on it, actually.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when she told her mom, my grandma
they took
turned
the
on
side
her.
Of, oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Mm, well, she did that. She did a thing that, again, that toxic women do. There's a situation and it's big, and so you make a situation bigger. So instead of her dealing with the situation with my, you know, my mother's rapist and her daughter, she made it about, like, she fainted and made a whole big thing about it. Like, my mom, it, like, fucks my mom up to this day, like, how she responded to that. She threw a cast iron skillet at my mom's head, and, like, she moved, and it, like, stuck into the wall.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, she tried to, like, kill my mom. Like, so that was my mom's last day in the house. Like, she was kicked out without any stuff at 14 and pregnant.
Because her mom wanted to continue seeing this man. This is common.
She stayed with him until he died.
Yeah,
like
she was pregnant with you.
No, she was pregnant with my sister. I wasn't born in that type of chaos.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I can imagine that environment had absolutely an influence on the borderline personality with the trauma.
I mean, I don't think it helped.
And abandonment.
Probably didn't help. Yeah. You know, like she was just skittering through life for the most part.
Yeah.
And then my sister's dad was in the military, so she lived in Germany and stuff for a little while. You know, she got out and saw stuff. She was in the military with him. My dad was already out of the military by the time they got together. But she hated my dad. So they weren't together long. And then my brother's dad is like a piece of shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I have 7 siblings and none of us have both the same parents at all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have the same parents as anybody. So here's this. So my last name's Gant. Like my brother and my sister, their last names are Gant too. My mom's last name is not Gant.
What's your mom's
name? My dad's last name also is not Gant.
So how'd you get Gant?
Because one of the people my grandmom had kids with, his last name was Gant. She didn't like my mom's dad, so she gave them their last.
We need a whiteboard or something.
Dude, it's crazy. So I grew up without the same last name as any parents.
Like, did you like the dude who was named Gant?
Never met him.
Oh, you never met him.
Never even, you know, never interacted with. Like, we are Gants that aren't related to any other Gants.
So was Father's Day just like a white elephant situation? Or everybody gets their own thing?
I can't keep up.
Yeah, no. It's fucking wild. It's like,
it's weird when you meet a dude who's borderline. It's so rare, but it's the freakiest thing.
I could imagine it being pretty terrifying.
I could imagine you taking a whole fucking different turn in your life.
Yeah,
and you didn't.
Yeah,
you were stopping the cycle of insanity and trauma.
I don't know, man. Again, like sometimes I wonder if I was a mopey kid before getting hit by the car or if I was just wired differently the whole entire time. Because I have been having the time of my life. Like this whole
There's no
time.
Wired differently. I think if your mom has been fucked up, I mean, it's like my roommate, Ethan, it was raised by a guy who like sold heroin. His mom was like a Black Panther. There was like crazy shit going on. And he's like the quietest, like he's like a nurse for kids. And he just was like, I made the active decision to be the opposite of that. You know what I mean? I think
your wiring it doesn't stop at birth. Like it's not preloaded. Like your wiring can change and receptors can get broken up and shit can happen.
Well, it's called brain mapping if you want to get technical about it.
Are your mom's female kids fucked up?
My sister was for a while.
Yeah.
But she got it together. She has all girls too. So I come from a matriarchal family structure. It's like single mom.
Boo.
And, you know, with a bunch of women. And you know, I fucking boo it nightly. That's how I get myself to sleep.
Yeah.
I count boos for growing up in a matriarchal family structure. Dude, it fucking sucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, my sister used to be fucked. She was the same
I was
exact
counting boos when I was
mom.
Doing his family tree before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's old school Southern racism. That was like, holy
that's
shit.
What we need.
I really need to see. I
knew you had it. I was like, Zach,
oh
unleash.
dude, my joke should come with a seersucker suit and a mint julep.
That's so funny. Yeah.
You should just go, I'll say it, I'll say it.
For black
people. So, so he said, I'm counting booze, but his family tree.
Nice. Oh my God. Wow. That takes like a scary level of knowledge in there.
Yeah.
I don't know why you have that.
That was high level.
Yeah. That was high level.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's fucking fantastic.
But she's not fucked up anymore. My sister's a shit. She's always been, but like now she's not fucked up.
Yeah. I wonder if you identify with the parent, like if you idolize them as a kid, if you then inherit what they have way more. But if your mom was like, I'm crazy, you guys aren't, if that like made a big difference. Because
Yeah, and then I like idolized like the mythology of my dad, because like he was like a really good athlete in my town, and after school and after like the military, he was known as like a really hard worker. Like he just was legendary for being this man with this unmatchable work ethic. So anytime anybody found out who my dad was, they would either talk about how amazing of an athlete he was, or talk about how hard of a worker he was. So every single person I met, that's all I ever heard about my dad. And then when I would see him, he was just like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know? And it was just like, this dude is sick. Like, he drinks all the time, and he's crushing it. Like, I would go to the basketball. My dad was like, when he was like in his 50s, I would go to the basketball court with him, and he would just dominate. Dude, just dominate. Like, all of the young kids going to college for basketball and shit. Dude, my dad is the man.
But drunk? He would be drunk the
whole time? Oh, no, he's all still right now. Right now, my dad is drunk for sure.
Yeah. What's his poison?
Dude, the last time it was vodka.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Doesn't vodka feel like the last one?
Vodka's the end of the line.
Yeah. Vodka's the end of the line.
Vodka is the end of the line.
All I think about is
the lower you get down the rung of the ladder, the cheaper the bottle of vodka.
It's Danny Bonaducci pouring the vodka into the cranberry
juice. Ocean spray, yeah.
And then mixing it up and drinking it on the sidewalk.
Yep.
When he calls me, the first thing he does is he goes, like, listen, I'm going to apologize right now. I'm drinking. You know, and I just like, you know, I drink. And listen, at this point, you guys are just going to have to accept, I drink.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we never didn't accept that.
Yeah. I wasn't allowed to meet my grandfather. He was such a bad drunk. I was allowed to meet him. I met him probably maybe about like a month. They knew he was going to die, so they were like, all right, he's still drinking, just meet him anyway.
He's not going to remember this anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was so out of shape, dude. I think he like died at 53 or 54. He looked fucking 80. He was like missing his teeth, just life beat him the fuck up. And the first thing I said to him was, I sat on his lap and I said, Pop, are you a robber? Because he was so beaten up looking.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't, I still to this day remember wondering, before I met him, like, I was like 6 or 7, like, I have this image of, like, wondering what he looked like, and I just, like, pictured him on, like, a rooftop with, like, a trench coat and, like, a brown paper bag and just being, like, really, like, dirty. That was, like, my first image I had of my one grandfather.
He was a brown bagger, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, hey, I took off in his footsteps for a little while.
Dude, it's tough to take my kids to see my dad. I have to surprise him.
Yeah.
And so we have to go early in the morning, no warning, just because he leaves his door unlocked. So
if there's a warning, he'll just
he'll start drinking right away because he believes he can only be social while he's drunk. So if we catch him,
heartbreaking,
dude, we have to storm his room.
Yeah,
you know, because he gets up and gets dressed early and like watches TV in his room, you know, falls asleep and stuff. But he's dressed.
Of course,
so we storm his room, wake him up to hang out with him, and then like
get over
he keeps his vodka in his drawer, he'll keep opening the drawer and shut the drawer, and then like re-engage with the kids for a little bit, and then like as he's talking, he'll be like talking to my son and like instinctively open the drawer as he's talking, reach in and just like fuck,
yeah,
you know, and shut the
damn
drawer.
Yeah.
That's hardcore. That's bona fide.
Yeah, dude,
that's
wild.
It's a bona fide.
Yeah,
he's the man.
My dad brought my grandfather came over when I was like born, and he was bending down to like, you know, like pick me up or whatever, and a bottle fell out of his pocket. My dad was like, never again.
Yeah.
You're not meeting this kid till you get sober. And then he just chose booze over his family until you look like a robber.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I always had like my family's failings explained to me in a way that was like, so be careful because this is in you, so you can like easily fall into this. So I kind of do the same thing with my kids. Also, my dad still to this day, jacked as fuck.
Really?
Dude, it's like, it's just genetic. He's like one of those people, he looks jacked all the time.
How old is he?
He's in his 80s. He won't tell me. I've never known how old my dad is or his birthday. He won't answer those questions for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
He is the man.
I bet if you got him a nice enough bottle of vodka, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
That's his superpower. His talent, he believes
you
in
his
heart.
You can never get him drunk enough to tell you that?
Because he believes in his heart that his talent in life is evading questions. He will not answer a direct question.
It's so funny to think you're talented by being like, no.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's too easy.
What if you're like, are you talented? And he's like, fuck.
Fuck. I can't tell you.
Son of let's wrap it up. You're gonna get out of here.
Yeah, I gotta. I gotta yet another titillating story of blues. It's Sydney's family. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you so much to our guests, Sydney Gant, Jordan Jensen, and I really appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. Yes. On behalf of myself. And thank you, by the way, to Dylan for producing the show today.
Thank you,
really
Dylan.
Really appreciate your time today, Dil. And on behalf of everyone here at Gas Digital Studios, myself and Anand Fadanse. Bye, guys.